Chapter 1. August 2001. San Jose, Almería, Spain. There she is, bobbing and clapping on the water, as if she can't wait to get out from between the bigger boats either side of her. As keen for an adventure as she and Daddy are. So pretty with her repainted blue stripe. Blue like the colour of the water in Cala Turquesa. Would they go there today? Wave to Mummy and Ted on the terrace of the house, or would they go to the beaches in the other direction? La Mari. A short Spanish version of her own name, Marina, but with a the before it, as used for special ladies like flamenco dancers. Next time they buy a boat, Daddy said once, they will have to include her brother Ted's name in it. But that's far, far away in the future, when Teddy isn't six but grown up. And maybe even less excited about boats than he is now. Or maybe there will never be another boat. What? That isn't possible. Boats eventually die like people, don't they? So the only way there won't be another boat is if they die first. Oh no, here she goes again. Why has she started getting these dark thoughts that pull her aside and make her sort of melty, like she has to touch something solid and squeeze it to bring her back to the world. If this is what growing up is, now she's turned 10, she needs to slow it down. She holds on to the lamppost on the dock and watches Daddy chatting to Diego, the smiley portman, while Daddy carries on the fuel can, icebox, the zippy black folder thing with his boat license in it. Of course, at work, back in Eastbourne, somebody else probably puts these on the boat. But maybe they don't bring an icebox. While he's putting on his yellow lifeboat clothes so he can drive out to people in trouble in the sea and save them. Or try to save them. She needs to talk to Daddy about the dying. Apart from Gertie, next door's cat, she doesn't know anyone who's dead. But Daddy does. Not just the poor people who drowned, but his parents. How do you live with that?